Well, everybody, welcome to episode 360 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny volleyball tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting with two of the team's senior standouts. But right now, my first guest is the head coach, who is in her fourth season with the program. She has guided the Hawkettes to a number three ranking in Class 5A with a 13-2 record thus far. And last Saturday, she picked up her 100th victory at Ankeny as the team captured the Shirley Ryan Invitational title at Mount Vernon. She is Liz Bethke. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Great.
Well, congratulations on your team's successful start to the season. You told me after Saturday's tournament that you couldn't be more proud of this team because they play with so much passion and love for the game. And you added that the growth and confidence in these young women is off the charts and you feel like, you know, the ceiling is unlimited. Now, you did have quite a bit of returning talent from last year, and you guys were number three in the preseason rankings, so you're still ranked where you were, you know, when you began the year. So this is about where you expected to be at this point in the season, or do you feel like maybe you're a little ahead of schedule?
Kind of both. I'm really happy with the growth we're showing in practice. We come, we're intentional. They seem to enjoy being there, so that's always a plus. And we just talk a lot about making, you know, use of our time and being productive, and it's just going really well.
Well, you guys recorded six consecutive sweeps over rated opponents on Saturday. In the finals, you posted a 25-16, 26-24 win over number 10, Iowa City Liberty. During pool play, there were a couple of teams, Dubuque-Wallert and Center Point Urbana, that also pushed you to the limit in one of the sets before you guys prevailed. So you're obviously challenged at times, but your team must have stepped up and made the plays when they needed to, right?
Correct. And just we talk also a lot about consistency and trying to avoid those big runs, the peaks and valleys, and, you know, just flushing it, move to the next ball. And I couldn't be more happy with their approach, their mindset so far.
Well, during your semifinal win over Class 3A number 6 Mount Vernon, that you earned your 100th victory at Ankeny. And I don't know if you were aware of that or not, but does it seem like, you know, you've been at Ankeny long enough to reach that milestone, because you got there pretty quickly?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had such talent. I'm not surprised. I mean, the girls always make me look real good, so shout out to them.
Well, before we look ahead, I also want to ask you about the Centennial Early Bird Invitational on August 29th. Your team bounced back from a loss to Western Christian during pool play there to earn a second place finish in the tournament. You guys won a pair of three set matches against number 5 Dowling Catholic and Class 4A number 12 Davenport Assumption to reach the final, where you dropped a pretty close match to number 1 Waukee Northwest. I know you're really happy with the way your team performed that day, because you saw a lot of growth from your first two matches, you know, of the season earlier that week, didn't you?
Right. We talked about some concerns and making the adjustments for Saturday, and I was still kind of playing around with lineups. But, you know, and that's the great thing about this group. They improvise, they roll with the punches. Nothing really seems to bother them too much. They just play. And that's, I think I've talked to you a lot about, you know, we're just going to continue to concentrate on our side. Of course, we're going to get ready for opponents, scout, try to understand tendencies that are coming at us. But mostly, I think my focus with them is just, we got to worry about our own side.
Let's talk about some of your individual players a little bit. Junior outside hitter Haley Wiederin had 12 kills in the win over Liberty, and she now ranks second in Class 5A, and she's tied for 7th in the state with 139 kills. Earlier this year, she verbally committed to play for Northern Iowa. You know, she's certainly showing why she's a Division I recruit, hasn't she?
Sure. But she has such a great nucleus around her. I feel like we're all feeding off each other, and that helps. You know, whether it's the block, holding that block a little longer so all the hitters can be successful, but we also can't do it without our platform play, and our ball control has been amazing.
Well, you do have several seniors, you know, who have been playing key roles thus far, including Quinn Rausch. She led Class 5A with 125 blocks a year ago, and she might very well do that again this year. She currently leads Class 5A, and she's tied for the third in the state with 34 blocks. You know, what makes her such an effective blocker?
Her vertical, her explosion, especially, like, maybe not just from standing still or a gather step, but her motion with her three-step swing block, I really think it gives her elevation. And, she, you know, I think especially the opponents that haven't been around her much, you know, you look at 5'7", 5'8", Quinn Roush over there, and you think this is going to be a mismatch. I'm going to go right at her. And then all of a sudden, she stuff blocks it in your face. And that's a pretty good reality check.
I'll be talking to two of the seniors here in a little bit, Marley Ellison and Raquel Risk. Marley ranks fourth in Class 5A with 109 kills, and Raquel has contributed 39 kills and 27 blocks. Those two girls have really stepped up this year as well, haven't they?
Right. And, you know, Marley's been around for all 4 years, Raquel three. So the experience sitting in the room right now is pretty amazing just with that and the leadership that they're providing, you know, just making sure the check-ins, like how can we help the other players? How can we bring them up around us? And that's not always year to year. I'm never sure, you know, how the leadership piece is going to pan out, but I'm incredibly proud of the way everyone's stepping up.
Another senior I wanted to mention is Caitlin Mesher. She took over the libero position that was vacated by All-Stater Haley Flanders. Caitlin leads the team with 128 digs, which ranks third in Class 5A. Has it been a pretty smooth transition for her to take over that starting role?
It has. She's just such a positive kid and such a pleasure to coach. And she's a sponge. She takes, you know, the things that Coach and I, you know, being Claire Silliman, you know, one of the best liberos to ever grace Ankeny's grounds. I think she's just real coachable and just tries to do what we ask every single time.
Well, you guys also needed to shore up the center position a little bit coming into the season, but sophomore Kellen Roush has been a huge addition to your rotation. She ranks second in Class 5A and eighth in the state with 275 assists. You know, did you have high expectations for her coming into the season, or has she maybe been even better than you thought she'd be?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, like all the work she puts in the off season, she comes from an incredibly athletic family. Like they know how to train. They take the time. They do all the things just make, you know, sure there's separation. I saw it coming on last year. But you know, we were pretty deep in that spot. So with Macy coming back and then also having Haley Imers, another good addition so that we can, you know, make all those setting drill connections. We're able to get lots of reps. But yeah, Kellen's really starting to come along with different skill sets.
Let's look ahead now. After having Tuesday off, you guys will compete in the Carolyn Found Invitational on Saturday at Iowa City West. That's a tournament where you guys play second a year ago. Now you see the same teams that you did last year?
Yeah, it does look to be that way. We have a pretty tough pool, but I think every Saturday we've had kind of this, we're in the same boat and we just kind of try to get out the gate and get on top of our opponents quickly. And I think it's, like I said, it's stacked just like the last two weekends have been.
Well, then on Tuesday, you guys will head across town to Centennial for the annual Jag Hawks Showdown. Your team won last year's meeting at Centennial in four sets, and that was Ankeny's first win over the Jaguars since 2022. And of course, your first win as well. Now, you probably got to see Centennial a little bit at their tournament a couple of weeks ago. The Jaguars are now 10-3 overall, and they're ranked sixth after recording a sweep at number 11 Waukee on Tuesday. And I was over there for that match, and that was a really impressive performance. You know, what sticks out about this year's Centennial team from what you've seen?
Well, obviously, they had some key pieces that they needed to fill as well, setting libero. But historically, you know, they're always going to continue to improve along the season, and Jess is going to get them ready for postseason, and they'll be sitting just fine.
Well, I know you're locked in on Saturday's tournament and maybe haven't prepared, you know, too much for Centennial yet, but I'm sure you've at least thought about that matchup. What do you think will be the keys for your team to come out on top again?
Just, again, taking care of our side and you know, making sure that we're there for each other and that we are being supportive out there, because honestly, every single kid, whether it's on the court or on the bench, they are very capable of going in and dominating. So just making sure we're staying even keel and we believe in each other and just continue to have that love and passion for the game.
You think having won that match last year over there will give your kids, you know, maybe confidence that they can go in there and do it again?
Absolutely. I like playing there. I think the girls like playing there. Yeah, you know, even though it's considered like an away game, it almost feels like home. I mean, our gyms are identical, basically, so that probably helps. But, you know, we get a good crowd. And I thought, the 1 year that we were at home, it didn't feel like there was much attending as far as like the crowd and fans and whatnot. So, I don't know. I just thought playing there the last couple times, they just packed the gym.
Well, the CIML is again just a loaded conference. There are seven teams from the conference ranked in the top 15 in Class 5A. You know, after playing at Centennial, you'll have to turn right around and host a number 8 Valley on Thursday. So even if you get a win on Tuesday, you won't have much time to enjoy it, will I?
No, because, I mean, you can't overlook Valley either. They do their Valley things and they prepare, and we have a target on our back, and they're going to be coming for us too.
We guys will host Northwest on September 24th before traveling to Dowling on September 29th, and those very well could be two of the matches that will determine the conference race. After seeing Northwest a couple of weeks ago, you know, do you still feel like the Wolves are the team to beat until somebody knocks them off?
Oh, sure. I mean, when you're surrounded by the elite athletes that they are, I mean, they do have an interesting dynamic having to have replaced Avery Vogt, but they're going to come along too, and they're strong. They have great defense. But, you know, we're just going to keep working on our side and try to maybe exploit some things on theirs and just keep attacking it.
Well, I know it's early, but obviously your team's ultimate goal is to get back to the state tournament and hopefully go farther than you did last year when you reached the semifinals before losing to Northwest. But you clearly think this team has the potential to do that, don't you?
I do. They expect to win. They have a different mindset, and I just appreciate, I'm so grateful that I get to coach such a wonderful group of kids.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for coming in tonight. I appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks for having me.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Relief of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-566. Well, my other two guests tonight are two of the seniors on the Hawkett squad. To my left is an outside hitter who ranks fourth in Class 5A with 109 kills. She was a third-team All-State pick a year ago, and she will take her talents next year to Lenore Ryan University in North Carolina. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yes.
Anyway, she is Marley Ellison. Marley, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And to my right is a senior middle hitter who currently is tied for sixth in Class 5A with 27 blocks. She earned all-conference honorable mention as a junior. She is Raquel Risk. Raquel, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, ladies, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Marley, let's start with you. You earned your 500th career kill during your team's win at Southeast Polk last Tuesday in your conference opener. And I saw some of your teammates had some signs for the occasion. So obviously you guys were, you know, aware that you were approaching the milestone. So was that a pretty cool moment when you got your 500th kill?
Yeah, it was really cool. My teammates made me feel super special, as well as my coaches. And I actually did not know that I was about to hit that. So if you look back at the game, I was super confused what was going on. But then I saw the sign and then all my teammates were coming around me. And it was just a super exciting moment that I will remember.
And Raquel, that win started a 7-match winning streak for you guys that included the 6 wins at Saturday's tournament. Now, Southeast Polk was the last remaining unbeaten team in the conference, and I know that maybe they hadn't faced the same level of competition that you guys had, but Coach obviously didn't let you overlook the Rams, did she?
No, she didn't.
Well, then on Saturday, you guys won the Mount Vernon tournament without dropping a single set. Marley, were you guys pretty confident going into the tournament that you could put together a performance like that?
Yeah, we were super confident going into it. Obviously, the goal was to get it done and get every single game done in 2 sets. And we ended up doing that, which was great. And by playing a lot of those games, it exposes our weaknesses too, which is awesome, so that we can work on those in practice as well.
And Raquel, one of your team's wins during pool play came against Class 3A number 7 Dyke New Hartford, which had defeated you guys in the semifinals of last year's tournament. So were you, you know, motivated to get some revenge in that match?
I definitely was. I think the whole team was just, you know, trying to get through it all and trying to push through and just like starting off hard on the bat. And so I think we did a great job at taking that team down.
And Marley, you had 9 kills in your team's semifinal win over Mount Vernon and 7 more in the final against Liberty. Do you feel like you, as well as the whole team, you know, are playing your best volleyball of the season right now?
Yeah, for sure. We do a great job supporting one another. And one thing that I like to say is that we play for each other rather than ourselves. Everything, like if I'm on the court, I want to be the best for the girl beside me, and same with her.
And Raquel, you had 4 blocks in the championship match against Liberty to help your team close it out. Now, in that second set, Liberty pushed you guys to the limit before you prevailed 26-24. Did they raise their level of play in that second set and force you guys to do that as well, or did you maybe let up a little bit in that set?
I think they did do a pretty good job at like trying to like push us more, but I think the thing with our team is just like we bounce off of each other's energy. And I think the biggest factor of our win that game was like how much fun we were having. Like we didn't let things like get too far into our head. Like we kind of just brushed it off and then we got our next point. We got some big kills and we just took it to them.
What was your semifinal win over Mount Vernon that allowed Coach Bethke to earn her 100th victory at Ankeny? Now, Marla, you've been on the varsity all 4 years during that time, and you guys are trying to make it to state for the fourth straight year. You know, do you think this team has the potential to be the best one that you've played on at Ankeny?
I think for sure. I think the sky's the limit for this team. We've been working super hard, and it's been a great season so far, and we just want to continue that.
And Raquel, you joined the varsity the following season as a sophomore. You know, what do you think? Is it potentially the best of the Ankeny teams that you've been on?
I could definitely agree. So I think we have such a great team dynamic going on for us. And like our team connection is like through the roof, one that I've never seen before past, you know, team connections this year. But yeah, I think we're doing great.
Well, you guys did return a lot of talent from last year, but you did have to replace some key players. Marley, were you confident that Caitlin, you know, could step into that libero role? And what can you say about the way that she's performed?
Yeah, she's been doing great. She's actually one of my really good friends, and she's one of the hardest workers I know, and she's played a major role in this team so far. Her energy has brought a lot to this team.
And Raquel, I talked with Coach earlier about the way Kellen has flourished in the setting role. You know, was she able to develop some chemistry with you and the other hitters, you know, right away?
Yes, definitely. I think she's really stepped up as, you know, being a sophomore in varsity, you know, being kind of new to all this and learning the new paths of, you know, front row setter all the way around setter and stuff. And I think that she's doing a great job just being there for everybody and being a good teammate.
Well, we also talked earlier about your upcoming schedule. You guys will play in the Iowa City West Tournament on Saturday before heading to Centennial for the Jaghawk Showdown on Tuesday. Now, Marley, I know there's a chance that you guys could see Centennial again later like you did in the quarterfinals at State in 2023. But, you know, assuming that this is your last matchup against your crosstown rival, what would that mean to you to come out on top?
I just want to take it all in. I love playing Centennial. It's such a good vibe. The energy is always super high, and I get to play some of my teammates that I've played with for years in club. And just to take them down would be awesome. I mean, they're a great team. They have great coaches, but so do we.
And Raquel, I'm sure you'd like to earn those bragging rights as well. What do you think will be the keys to beating them?
Definitely our energy. And I think for sure, just starting out on top, staying on top and finishing top. So I think we just need to come out with all the energy we can, like use all the power we can and just take it to them.
Before I let you guys go, I just wanted to ask you about your future plans a little bit. Marla, I didn't talk to you after you committed to Lenora Ryan University. Did you look at a lot of schools, and what did you like about that school?
I did look at a lot of different schools. I wanted to go somewhere in the South, preferably, but Ankeny Volleyball has taught me how much it means to have a relationship with your coaches. And so once I stepped foot on that campus and met the coaches there, I loved them. And so, yeah, that was kind of the deciding factor for me.
So you did kind of want to get away from home a little bit?
Yeah, I wanted warmer weather.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And Raquel, are you planning to play in college next year? Have you looked at any schools?
I was looking at a couple schools like later of last year, but I've decided that I'll be attending Arizona State to take on a business marketing major.
Harper, that's a fun school. So, yeah. Well, hey, ladies, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
You bet. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest-growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa, local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny volleyball coach Liz Bethke and two of her senior standouts, Marley Ellison and Raquel Risk. Appreciate the time from all those ladies tonight. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. We'll probably be previewing the Jaghawk football game.